Thank you, Peter. Our final batch of stories for this part of Chatterbox are all alcohol-related. From City of Ale to pub closures and launching beer into space to award-winning City Pub with its own gin distillery.
Visitors to Norwich will have the help of a team of well-informed hosts for this year's City of Ale Festival. About 20 hosts will meet at St Andrew's Brewhouse at 10:30 in the morning to learn about all things real ale related in time for the festival. The seminar will include a background to the City of Ale Festival, city pubs and the region's brewers, as well as tastings of different styles of ales. City of Ale co-chairs Dawn Leader and Phil Cutter will make presentations at the seminar. Beer and pub industry specialist Francis Brace and St Andrew's head brewer Steve Krosiski will also address the hosts. Norwich City hosts welcome, guide and assist visitors in the city centre, providing help and advice to enable them to gain the maximum benefit and enjoyment from their visits. The festival runs from May the 26th to June the 5th.
A city centre pub has been nominated for a national award after a recent refurbishment, which included Norfolk's first gin distillery. Owners of the Ten Bells on St Benedict Street will hope to be shortlisted for this year's Restaurant and Bar Design Awards, which celebrates the best designs of food and beverage spaces. Ten Bells licensee Patrick Fisher said, "This is important recognition because while it means a lot to us to be acknowledged locally, this is national acclaim." The premises, designed by Drew Twyman of Birmingham-based Tibbetts Able, consists of three individual buildings knocked into one with improved joined-up space. A previously unused rear area of the building has become the home of the gin distillery, the first in Norfolk, while wall art has been added that pays tribute to the building's former uses as a bank and a pharmacy. Everyone who knows me knows that as well as my passion for real ale, I also have a fondness for a gin and tonic. So bringing to life Norfolk's first distillery was a personal mission as much as anything, Mr. Fisher added.
A rocket enthusiast and his team are planning to launch a can of beer where possibly no can of beer has ever gone before. Ben Jarvis from Wyndham has teamed up with Norwich-based Redwell Brewery for the attempt, which aims to break the European amateur rocketry record by reaching 100,000 feet, more than 30 kilometres. Mr. Jarvis first claimed that record in the year 2000 with a rocket in the Nevada desert that hit 34,000 feet, and that record stood until a Dutch team reached 70,000 feet last year. Mr. Jarvis said, "Ever since I was about 18 years old, I had this idea of combining beer and rockets and making an attempt to launch a can of beer into space." Oliver Best from the brewery said, "We did a test launch near Cambridge. The rocket contained about 5 kilos of our Citra hops that we sent up into the atmosphere about 2,500 feet. Ben's been making rockets for 25 years, so we feel good about smashing the record this time and bringing it back home. Mr. Jarvis hopes to raise £13,500 to help fund the effort."
Campaigners are today calling for greater protection for the city's pubs after it was revealed that one of its most historic watering holes could be turned into a home. The former Kett's Tavern, most recently Virtuoso, is expected to be converted into a home after no viable offers to continue the building as a pub emerged in the current climate. Landlords and campaign groups are urging people to support their pubs, a call echoed by the Norwich Evening News as part of its long-running Love Your Local campaign. "It will be a very sad day to see yet another pub close its doors in the city," says Pub Protection Officer for the Norfolk and Norwich Campaign for Real Ale, Neil Bowers.
Explore the city and the Broads from water level, then wet your whistle at your favourite watering hole. That's the offer from Pub and Paddle, a new venture fronted by canoe builder Nick Hannington, who has teamed up with 6 pubs to encourage people to make the most of the river. Through his new canoe hire business based at the Red Lion on Bishopgate, he hopes to get people into the pastime and provide a second revenue stream to his building company, Western Canoes. Paddlers can hire the canoes from the Red Lion on Bishopgate and follow the river out to Thorpe St Andrew, through Bramerton and on to Sirlingham. The 28-year-old said, "It's common knowledge that we have a great river running through the city and almost no one's using it. You can paddle through the city centre, past Carrow Road and the cathedral, and then half an hour later you're in the countryside and beautiful surroundings. It couldn't be better." The company, which encourages customers to drink responsibly as they paddle, offers three options to canoeists on their route along the Wensum and the Yare. They can choose to either paddle to Thorpe and back or make a one-way journey to either of the two villages where Mr. Hannington will meet them to collect the canoes.
Well, that's all on this part of Chatterbox. So it's goodbye from Alison and Rupert. Please stay tuned for Information Desk, more news and a feature about Thorpe Hamlet. Oh, and not forgetting the last football chat of the season.